everybody, and welcome to Storage Radio. I'm Ellen O'Brien. I'm in studio with John Hilliard. He's your headline guy. He's going to take you around this week's top stories across the Storage Media Group and also a favorite blog post that he picks out each week. Before that, I talk with Dave Raffo about the top stories in storage this week. Dave, good to see you.
Good to be here.
Thanks very much. I just picked one this week. I really wanted to talk about EMC. They launched Networker 8. And those of us who follow the storage industry thought to ourselves, it's about time. It's been about 10 years since that product has had a big upgrade. This one came with client direct and multi-tenancy. Why now, and how did they do?
Yeah, like you said, I mean, more important than what they added was the fact that they did a full launch. They played it up enough that they didn't announce it at EMC World when they announced like 42 products, or whatever, and they wanted to give this its own private launching. I believe it was 2003 was the last full upgrade, and since then EMC has bought Avamar, which is another backup software. They bought Data Domain, which is the dupe hardware, and Networker kind of got pushed into the background, and a lot of people were wondering if they ever would give it a full upgrade. Networker was originally, it's so old that it goes back to the days when, everybody was backing up on tape. So, they gave it some new features that will make it better for disk, the client direct, so all the backup is not being done by the media server. You can back up directly from the application server. And it works a little bit more integrated with their data domain, the dupe disk backup product, which is important for Networker because Networker doesn't do its own dedupe, where most backup software now has dedupe backed in, dedupe built in. EMC keeps its dedupe mainly data domain, which is a hardware product, is its main dedupe product, and Avamar does dedupe for like remote offices and some virtualized environments. So, I think the message from EMC here is that, they will continue with Networker, will still be their main backup product, and, it's not forgotten about. So we'll see, there's something like, I believe they, like a couple hundred thousand people using it. It's a pretty big product since it's been around for so long, and people don't like to change backup products, so the users who have it are probably happy to see some new features in there. I don't know if they're going to take share from anybody else and get people to switch over. But
Let me jump in with one quick follow-up. How important is it or not that they don't provide the ability to move directly off to the cloud service, that you do have to go through data domain appliance?
It could be important. A lot of other vendors are doing it. I don't know how many people are using it. EMC's cloud strategy is more to go sell stuff to cloud providers and help people build internal private clouds, so they don't build stuff to work with the Amazon S3 and those other service providers. So, it's probably not a hard thing to add if they feel the need down the road, depending on, how many people want to do it that way. But so far, they don't feel the need. And, that is one way they do it different from others.
Okay, that makes sense. You can back up to data domain and then replicate to a service provider.
Yeah, that's another reason they don't offer that in Networker, is because Networker doesn't dedupe. So you want to dedupe your backup store before you send it over the cloud. You don't want to send everything because of bandwidth issues, so it needs to be deduped. So, that's the reason that they won't do it. And, like I said, they'd probably have to be dragged into that by having a lot of customers who want to do it that way.
Okay, Dave, as always, thanks so much for your in-depth product reporting. We really appreciate it. We look forward to talking with you next week.
Okay, I'll talk to you in a week.
Thanks, Dave.
Bye.
John, I'm going to let you wrap it up with this week's top headlines.
Thanks a lot, Alan. First up is Overland Storage. The San Diego-based storage vendor released its SnapSAN 3000 and SnapSAN 5000 this week, taking aim at the enterprise and upper mid-range customers with I/O intensive applications. Both systems support similar functions, according to the company, although the 5000 model offers additional features. And while relatively new to the storage area network market, Overland is positioning itself as an alternative to the likes of EMC, NetApp, Hitachi, HP, Dell, and IBM. But Overland also lost millions of dollars after switching away from tape-only products just a few years ago, and the company is counting on SnapSAN to improve its fortunes. And Nasuni says its new cloud storage controller will ease storage demands for customers with remote offices. Now, this is Nasuni's cloud storage appliance. This is an upgrade for that. This will allow customers to take advantage of iSCSI support and use a new controller that the company said will make it easier for customers with remote offices to have block and file storage within a single box. Steve Duplessis, an Enterprise Strategy Group analyst, called Nasuni's cloud storage appliance, quote, anti-storage. Now, that's because it removes some of the storage tasks from remote offices, and this allows actual storage to be managed by IT in the cloud. And CleverSafe merges cloud storage and Hadoop. The upcoming version 3 of CleverSafe's cloud storage software will include Hadoop MapReduce. CleverSafe is replacing the Hadoop distributed file system with its own data dispersal algorithm to make Hadoop a good fit for CleverSafe's object-based cloud storage software. The company is partnering with Lockheed Martin to create a version of the upcoming CleverSafe 3 for the federal government as well. And finally, our favorite IT blog post of the week, and I've been kind of geeking out about this one. How do you toughen up a website for history in the making? The website SCOTUS blog spent $10,000 to prepare for the Supreme Court's decision to uphold the Federal Affordable Care Act, or known informally as Obamacare, on June 28th. SCOTUS blog offers daily coverage of the court's activities and was the main source of news as the court neared its decision on the controversial healthcare legislation. So where did the money go? SCOTUS blog says they rewrote code so their site could run more efficiently, they uploaded a copy of the site to the Amazon cloud, and, according to site publisher Tom Goldstein, they had a batch of rosary beads just in case. More than 1 million people waited on the SCOTUS blog the day of the decision, and there were no glitches, so something obviously worked. And that's it for our Storage Radio podcast this week. As always, check out searchstorage.com for the latest in IT storage news. I'm John Hilliard, and thanks for listening.